Hey everyone, welcome back to Legends of Podcasting. I'm Stuart.
I'm Ross.
I'm Rob.
And I'm Liam.
And we're back for the penultimate episode of Superman and Lois. Again, another break has been taken.
Stop doing this to us.
Damn show. Jesus. But we are back for, I think it was 3 weeks ago, was the last episode? 4 weeks ago?
3 weeks.
It's been a long time. It's been three weeks too long.
Too long.
Yeah, exactly. In the last episode, we had so much happen. We had the whole thing with, the main thing was Morgan Edge becoming the Eradicator at the end, sort of busting out of the...
Realising his father was right, because he tried it his way.
Yeah, yes. And that was quite cool seeing the sort of origin of him, growing up and...
Finding out that he had a brother, because his father didn't tell him. He's like, no, I can do it my way and I don't have to die.
Yeah.
So his whole plan to bring back Krypton was kind of like, yeah, I'm just going to bring the bodies into people, whereas his father's was like, no, you're just a vessel. Yeah. You're a vessel for the Eradicator, kill yourself.
We need to see now if the Eradicator can now do that at will.
Yes.
Or what's his plan? If it's not that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very true. So that was the big sort of big
cliffhanger.
Cliffhanger with him literally
in shot,
sucking up the sun. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Superman trying to search for him and listening to the whole planet and couldn't hear him anywhere. Which is really cool. You had there's a couple other bits of like the whole thing about the Kryptonite facility and all the Kryptonite, and General Lane was sort of like, well, we'll get rid of it, I should have never have like mistrusted you, and then Clark being like, no, keep it just in case,
because I don't even trust myself now.
Yeah, and having like him and Lois having a proper debate about it as well. He's actually really,
she didn't understand until he said, I liked it.
I was set free by Zod and I liked it.
This was a great moment.
It was. There's so many great moments, and it's been a lot of the best moments in this show are definitely the sort of bits.
Just the interaction between.
Yeah, just the character building. Yeah, exactly. There was that, and then there was the whole thing with
the mayor throwing Lana's family under the bus.
Bloody mayor.
Yeah.
So I can kind of see that leading to them, or
either leaving or
I think that's what they were discussing. But then it's either hit her or him running for mayor.
Yeah. Trying to expose him and what they've been doing. So. Yeah, it'd be interesting what they do with that.
Yeah, and then Lois having moral dilemmas with the editor of not being able to put the
story
out there properly, because obviously she wants to protect Clark.
Because she gave her the other information to do it under your name without all the details. Mm.
Yes, yeah. And then Jordan got arrested, Sarah. Jonathan nearly got played by a girl but shrugged her off because he's awesome.
Yeah, but he's interested in the war suit now.
Yeah.
Yes.
I hope they do something.
Yeah, I didn't realise that.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens there.
Yeah.
I think Rise American Kids got arrested for leaving school by plane truant.
People commented, apparently it's if they were trespassing on private land.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah. I don't know how the hell the person who owned that land saw them, because they were literally in a forest on bridge. But anyway.
You might have seen them entering.
It's a constant tent like block. Is that that one entrance? Be like, anyone walks in there, I'm going to phone the police.
Lois has told the DOD, who filtered it down to the police, you've got to cock block Jordan at every turn. He was going in for the kiss. He was smooth as anything in that scene. He was going in for the kiss, and the police turned up and put him in prison.
That's what you get. Shit. Two more episodes left, and so much left to tell. So.
Do you reckon they'll wrap the Eradicator story up, or they'll leave it?
Well, as I said last time we did the reaction, I've seen this episode title. I think, Liam, you've seen the final episode title as well. Yeah. So I think it'll maybe wrap up one part of the story
this one.
At the very end of this episode and roll it into the next one for the finale.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's definitely season two. I mean, I'm assuming season two is being made, right? I haven't actually read anywhere that it's confirmed.
Oh, I'm...
But if they
I'm
don't...
I'm sure that I heard somewhere it was renewed.
I'm about to say, if it hasn't been, what the fuck is going on with the world? Because this is like the best show.
Krypton,
this is the best show ever.
No, don't remind me of that.
Krypton was so awesome.
And just leave it at that.
Yeah.
No.
At least we got this now instead.
Exactly. So, anything else from anyone?
I think that was everything from us.
I'm just excited to watch the next episode.
Cool, all right, I think we should jump into them. Guys, just before we jump into this episode, just want to thank everyone who's been subscribed to the channel. I do really do appreciate it. But if you're watching this and you're not a subscriber, please click on the subscribe button right now. We really want to try and make this channel as big as possible so we can all quit our jobs, do this full time, and it's going to be awesome. So please subscribe, tell your friends about us, and also we have a Patreon set up, so if you want to come along, sign up to Patreon, you'll find all our full reactions of this show, as well as all the other shows react to, as well as any sort of movies that we've done as well. So yeah, I think we should jump into it.
Oh,
still going.
Starting off.
Oh, it's just that his dad made a vow that his son would...
It's interesting that he's he was reluctant at working against this the whole time.
Yeah.
Trying to find another way.
I guess you can see why, though, because he doesn't want to die.
Yeah.
He can't. I hope they don't finish the storyline by the end of the season, because I really like this guy.
Just by touching people, you can now make them Tony.
So your Ross was right.
It's just not safe with us for
3 weeks.
Agents still in space?
What, all the time?
Whole 3 weeks.
Yeah.
You think?
I think so.
Jesus.
Johnny, I think I learned a lot from him. We're not that comfortable with you building those kinds of weapons. Okay, well, I mean, you can't have it both ways. Either Edge's a threat or he's not. I just want to be prepared for when he shows up again. You're making too much sense. Let's go.
I love Jonathan. He's just like, he's just always right.
I don't know. Why don't you go talk to her and can you also get light bulbs at the hardware store?
T Family Hardware went out of business.
What?
You can literally go to any hardware store in the world.
Yeah. Sorry, no more light bulbs. You literally fly to the next town in a second.
DOD is still here.
Hey, you probably make some himself.
Well, business is closing. It adds to the whole argument of Edge was
destroyed
in different ways.
Yeah. Why is he upset?
DOD holds Smallville hostage? You know about this?
Chrissy Lane.
Ouch.
Then why didn't you kill a store? Too many of those questions.
Right. Suddenly, Lois, Superman. Lois is married to him.
Is that really
he's got
what
kids.
This is about?
Are you questioning my motives? Which is it, Lois? By protecting the world or protecting our family? Because I never seem to get it right with you.
No, I'm sorry.
Kind of has, he does kind of have a point, to be fair.
Yeah. Should we dare to be able to do both?
America.
Fuck yeah.
What brings you to Smallville?
Oh,
yeah,
I grew up here.
Yeah.
Really.
You can tell they're old mates. I love it.
Better people. She. And believe me, I'm the lucky one. Although, it's kind of...
Who is this woman?
It's just every time I see you, I'm reminded of all that I'm losing.
Maybe it's a sign you should say.
He finally comes back after all these years and she's
gone.
And
she leaves.
Mm.
Well, no, they don't actually leave because that would suck.
She doesn't
I
know.
I think your dad just crashed and burned.
No, I know where you get it from.
Nice to see you actually smile.
So, more than you can handle. I know I used it before, no problem. Well, it will be a problem now. So what's the deal with this? That was Matt's idea. That after we finished building the old suit. But she helped you build your warsuit? That's awesome.
She not.
Awesome. She was 14 years old and her mom had just been killed on live TV. I'm sorry, that was stupid. Her whole childhood was stolen in an instant. She'd be out with your friends, being a normal kid.
It's a normal kid. And
here playing war games. I wanted to learn from you, though. Well, I don't have anything else to teach her.
Yeah, poor Jonathan, man. He always gets kicked to the curb.
Yeah, but I can see John's point. It's like, my daughter lost her life.
Yeah. Well,
you've got a choice.
Time.
She'd have loved
just
to have the choice.
Oh, is he done?
He's going to be almost ready.
Yeah, you're right. It's been there for 3 weeks absorbing solar power. Jesus Christ.
Pretty sure Superman can't stop him if he's been soaking up the solar energy for 3 weeks.
Well, as I said, like, they showed John Henry Irons' bomb blowing up before it, so has it weakened it somehow? Weakened him. He's not as strong as he should be.
Unless Superman starts flogging banks. No, she needs a miracle.
She's not the only one.
It was season 3, episode 1 of Smallville.
Was it my youth they used to do that? They're not doing it anymore. Oh, God.
Well, I'm getting Man of Steel vibes at the end.
This is bad.
Where is Superman?
His parents out of town. He's got the whole place to himself.
Well, he's picking up a keg as we speak.
Alright, I'm in. She got two shorts back.
Alright, we're gonna go pick up Denise's cable.
Yeah, she's off. She's allowed.
Well, they're bought in time, plus the base is so happy.
You sure?
Yeah.
No, don't fall for this, man. You need to. She's not sure.
First test.
Yeah, failed. You failed it, mate. Failed. Especially stop smiling about it as well. You should pretend like it's a real hard shot.
There's no correct answer to that one.
Yeah.
See what kind of hornet's nest your paper stood up.
And let me help.
I was hoping you'd say that.
That's why the seat's here.
Call to order. General Lane is
it's Tim Allen.
About the continuing presence of the DOD in Smallville. General Lane.
Thank you, Mayor Dean.
It was all the mayor's fault.
But we'll take it from under our noses, no problem. Look, everyone, I'm sure they have a good reason for removing it.
Yeah, have Superman turn up. Just
a hell of a lot of money.
Yeah.
I can assure you no one is profiting from this.
Can you at least tell us if Edge is in custody?
Miss Beppo.
No, he's not. We're working diligently to try to track him down, but as of right now, his whereabouts are still unknown. Should we be worried that he's going to come back here?
Hell yes.
Don't anyone trust a word that man says.
Oh, shit. It's the woman with the kid that we're missing.
Yeah. Ever since my son died. And I have proof.
I shot him.
What proof?
Oh, the hell's
that's a bit hurt. Not for long.
Yep.
He's coming back.
Does he? What does he know who she is? I suppose he knows.
She's a Kryptonian, isn't she? Yeah. So she knew it was only a matter of time.
Like someone, that sounded like someone being ripped in half.
Or burned.
We're still in the process of gathering facts about how Derek died.
He died because of what Morgan Edge did. That is how he died. You have known for months and you didn't bother saying anything to me. Sharon, I know how difficult this has been for you. You have no idea what it's like to lose a child.
She does.
Guilt. A mother feels that. Thinking over and over again what I could have done differently. Tell me what Morgan Edge did.
Dear, he's under attack.
I need to know the truth.
It's the worst possible time that could happen.
Yeah. I feel like Superman has to step in.
Yeah. And just be honest.
Once he's. I don't know, after he catches Edge or what?
You have to. Smallville is tearing itself apart if we don't do something.
Did he not hear me? Edge is out and he's got Law with him.
Then we need to warn the town.
There doesn't seem to be anyone near Smallville. I'm trying to pick them up after they left the DOD. Then Metropolis.
Oh,
just like
shit.
Under Earth.
Because before he had to go to Smallville.
So Centennial Park.
Because the ex-Kryptonite was there, but maybe he could just turn anybody now.
Yeah,
yeah, you just like touch him.
Yeah. And Metropolis has probably got the most people.
Yep, it's the biggest city, right?
Please tell me that's not Morgan Edge floating up there.
Holy shit.
Well, I don't think it's Morgan Edge anymore.
Do we have to worry about more of them?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I don't think that's Morgan Edge anymore.
And who is it?
It's the Eradicator. Oh, you can just take all these frat party people down. Great.
It's Granddad. Don't answer. What if something's up? You know, call back?
Oh, no.
I don't know. He never calls.
Jonathan, that's not like you.
Yeah.
Friend has no part in this, Kal-El.
Why are you here?
We thought it poetic that the city you championed would be the first to fall.
We're not giving up the city.
It's all Roe. No one else needs to get hurt.
There is no Tal Roe anymore.
Only Zoom.
How many Zoom did he turn?
Oh,
oh
my
shit.
God.
We get any way.
How the hell are they going to stop them?
Keep an eye on Edge.
Everyone needs to leave.
Any chance you got a camera we can go live with?
Back with GPS with Janet. She went up to the roof to get a clear shot of the action.
Don't go to the roof!
On the roof! That's right. Last time.
You need to get there before we have mass casualties.
Holy shit.
Oh, man.
Your Man of Steel was bad. Jesus Christ.
Awesome.
I've got a feeling he's going to have to let loose the thing that he afraid he was going to have to do.
Yeah. Holy shit, through the window! Dark! Dark! What the fuck? Why would you go like that?
Man, Where's the hammer? Summon the hammer.
Yeah.
Shit! Sonic what? Oh,
Sonic something boo.
Come on.
Oh! Oh!
Choke slam!
Nice.
Hammer time.
Back on. Reconnecting in 90 seconds.
I feel like maybe you got the wrong impression of me at Violet
Water Tower. I don't
think you got the right one. I don't really think I did, to be honest. Yeah, demonstrate
you were,
Judge. Okay. Ever since I moved here,
people act like I've
been embedded in this place.
Wait, you moved here from where?
Central
City?
What?
2 years ago.
What?
My dad, he was sort of sent to prison.
What's her surname?
Yeah, good question.
Yeah. But that's clearly a flesh villain.
Yeah.
I think I'm like some sort of...
trickster.
Standoffish bitch.
Oh, damn it.
It's a weird super villain name. That's the standoffish bitch!
If that means we're cool, then how about you let me show you around, okay?
Okay, but... we used to get the water tower this time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's
really
it.
So Smallville's got.
Yeah. it's like the most famous landmark.
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone's happy in Metropolis. But this footage was taken in St. Antonio Park just before
the... oh, there's going to be the view from the rooftop.
Yeah.
The lowest.
Oh, no.
Whoa.
Don't be on the...
jeez.
Oh, no.
This is just a repeat.
Taking over people's bodies and using them to destroy Metropolis. Well, that's incredibly terrifying.
A mic in
my press kit.
No, don't stand.
No, the same shot.
Just not a night.
Jonathan's seen it.
Gonna recognize it because he's seen it.
Oh, come on.
Come on, computer, work faster.
Oh, no!
It's the same.
Come on!
No. Oh, I've got horrible goosebumps.
Yeah. Oh.
She can't be killed.
Same damn shot.
Come on, John. Come on, John. Throw the damn hammer!
Come on!
Yes.
Come on.
Oh. Save you. Oh! Yes!
Fucking hell.
See, there's like, I'm on 6.
Yeah, she is. Number 2. Well, they don't seem to be very powerful, do they?
Just chuckles over there. Let's finish this.
How's this gonna go down?
This is not gonna. Oh, we can't even get close to it. Where the fuck did he go?
Oh shit, where's he gone?
How the hell are you gonna beat that?
I don't want to lose you.
I don't either. I just don't know how hard to make it work. We've never seen each other.
You're super speed, right? You got 2 hours.
He's going to get emotional and some powers are going to manifest again.
Tell us what's happening with Martin Edge. Do I look like someone who gets classified intel to drunk teenagers?
He's spoken to cops, right?
No, he's arrested you, mate. You're right.
I'm speaking.
By the way, what was your surname?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Have we ever actually heard his surname?
Maybe that's why you never found me eradicated.
Because, what, as some amazed themselves? They eradicated? I mean, is that even possible?
It would explain his new powers.
And form his subjects.
Okay, so let's say Edge can make subjects. Where would he go next?
Isn't it obvious? To make more.
Smallville.
You're going to go ride public transit.
I'm still going to turn these 3. 4.
Fuck.
But will that fully awake Joel?
Yes!
Oh, shit!
No. Oh!
Fuck!
Is he going to turn General Lane?
That's what I'm saying.
He's going to turn into Kevin Kidd against him.
Yeah.
He's not looking healthy.
No, he's looking aging.
Like, it's like he's great, Bizarro.
Yeah.
That's how this is going.
Yeah.
Don't know.
Go on, Jordan.
What are you guys talking about?
There's a pistol in the glove compartment.
Is she gonna see him use his power?
He's fucked.
Come up here. He's on your arm. My left is just good.
Kryptonite bullet.
Oh.
Cock the gun.
Yes. Oh! Why the fuck
has he got kryptonite gun in his car?
Because fucking Morgan Edge is on the loose.
Yeah, yeah.
He's gonna move.
He'll catch it.
No, it'll be either the force field or he'll catch it.
Move.
Yeah.
Come on, Jordan.
Why is he after Jordan?
She's gonna see him.
Why is he taking Jordan? Because he'll be more powerful because he's half Kryptonian?
Yeah, I guess.
Because those other ones seem really weak.
She's really weak, yeah. Which is why you bring the X Kryptonite in the first place to build them up.
Fucking hell.
Oh shit, is his dad gonna die?
Who is it?
Jordan.
Don't worry about me.
Yeah, she gives a shit. Oh shit. Why did he not have just touched
the power plant from the first episode?
I think it is.
This is reminding me of Supergirl and Darkseid.
Yeah.
Oh. Hear him.
Surely can hear it.
Or is he in that? He's in that container for a reason, so he can't hear it.
Probably lead line reactor.
What happened? Where are the boys? Where are the boys?
Edge took Jordan.
No.
I tried following him. It was too late.
No, go find him.
Lois, I looked everywhere.
Oh, shit.
Fuck. Don't you dare, Ed.
It will. If he's turned, we know one person's going to get him out of it. It's going to be Sarah. Oh shit. This is amazing.
It's crazy. I didn't think they would do this.
Fully awoken.
He's not Jordan anymore.
My son.
Oh! It's his father! Yes.
Oh my god.
He's giving him a Kryptonian body.
Yeah, well, half Kryptonian, yeah.
Bastards!
Did not see that coming.
Didn't I say that? If you could resurrect anybody, why would you not resurrect yourself?
Yeah.
And it was his father's thing to get Jordan. It was probably going to be Kal-El originally.
Zod was a test in Kal-El to see if that would work.
And he's too powerful.
Yeah.
So he's gone for the weaker version. He's a Kryptonian as well. That's amazing!
If he tested it out on those people in Metropolis just to see, and obviously they're not as strong as Superman because they got knocked out in one punch.
That's why they must have needed the X-Kryptonites to start building the hosts up in the first place.
Yeah.
To get them ready to become superpowered, because otherwise they're just too weak. Which is why those ones were knocked out really quickly.
Yeah.
So.
And then they have to go to Smallville to make more.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Fuck, is he going to have to fight his own son?
Jesus Christ.
Interesting to see. Yeah. Oh man.
So do you think that's
so they were able to Superman was able to undo it before by the solar flare of on the Eradicator, right? That was how he was able to get everyone back to normal then. But now the Eradicator is a person, he's in human form now, he is Morgan Edge, is the Eradicator. So how are you gonna get Jordan back?
Well, I was saying
that
intense
energy blast.
They showed at the beginning when it blew up the bomb that John Henry created, which looked like the Red Sun thing.
Yeah.
So I feel like they haven't. Here, Taro and his father haven't accounted for that.
Mm.
And there's something that's weakened them, but they don't know of it yet.
I mean,
we know that Steel was working on a rocket launcher, a missile launcher, because Jonathan made that point at the party.
So. Also, how are you even going to beat Morgan, like the Eradicator, anyway? Because you couldn't even touch him. Like, you get anywhere near him, and that's force shield. Like,
that's what I'm saying. I think that Red Sun thing has done something to him, and he has a weak point, but we don't know what that is yet.
Yeah,
I think the weak point's also going to be his humanity, so to speak. Because I still think you've got that part in him.
You think Morgan might still be in there somewhere, the Tower Room?
Yeah, I think Morgan is. Yeah, Tauro is in there because we also got that point. They made the point of showing at the beginning that he was reluctant to this. He didn't want to go this way, And he really wanted to be, have family, have a brother in Carlisle when, from earlier episodes. So we know that he wants this connection. So Superman's able to kind of talk to that side of him.
But he's already now become the Eradicator. And he said, the reason why he didn't want to do it, because he knew as soon as he becomes Eradicator, he's dead.
He's dead. I was also thinking, did you think he looked, his hair looked greyer?
Yeah.
Do you think that his body can't take the Eradicator for too long? So he's got like a tough, small time limit to try and make as many Kryptonians as possible before his body disintegrates.
Or maybe it's that red sun thing has done something.
Yeah, because obviously his skin's come apart.
Yeah.
And it's become more and more
apart.
And
it has affected him.
And he's got his hair, so he's, maybe it's aging him, so his body can't take it for too long.
Maybe it
was. You've got a time limit of an X amount of time before that you can use the Eradicator in a human form before it destroys itself.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I'm thinking of.
So maybe if you overpower it by continuously attacking him, he'll just explode.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
But I'm, looking forward to...
But how is he going to get Jordan back?
Yeah, Clark's not going to smack his son in the face.
How did we get Jordan
back? Well, unless, like I said, when he started to turn, I was like, well, the one person who's going to get him out is Sarah.
Yeah.
And Sarah, he might use his power like Clark did with his family. Well, he overpowered Zod.
Like
he does the same
throughout
thing.
Throughout this whole season, it's love and family that connects.
The last thing... So maybe that is the thing. It's the humanity. If we're going back to the comics again, like when Superman was overrun by the Eradicator and he was the Krypton Man, it was his humanity that ultimately kind of like brought him back, that connection. Last thing that Jordan said before he was taken away was to tell Sarah that he loves her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She'll say it back.
Yeah.
And that will be what will bring him out of it.
She'll say it, they'll just go, I know.
I understood that reference. I was thinking that, obviously the Kal-El slash Zod from John Henry's original Earth never had Lois or the family connection, but then when he was taken over on this Earth, it was Lois that pulled him back and John Henry seeing, telling him he could break through because he's got that desire to have that family and love. So yeah, like you say,
it'll be Sarah
that pulls him back from this one. And maybe that combined with Jonathan as well.
Jonathan and his family.
And his family.
Everything.
And maybe... so we know that when Zod was then... When Superman got power control over his own body again, was able to get... that killed off Zod from inside him. So now, Eradicator, Kal-Rose... Tal-Ro. His... dad is in Jordan now, so when Jordan gets his powers back, when Sarah then gets Jordan to take control of himself again, that will effectively kill Tal-Ro's dad, and that may be also what starts to bring, if anything's going to bring Tal-Ro back in control of his body again. There could be that paired with Superman saying the right things to him,
brother, and like, join my family, because that's what he wants. Yeah,
this does seem like the type of show where they try to bring Tal-Ro back rather than just wipe him out, just due to the way they've been building that whole arc up. To me,
I could also see maybe that red sun that has, like Stu said, affected him, and he has a ticking time bomb.
Yeah,
and he's absorbed so much energy that eventually he might turn into a bomb, and he might make the ultimate sacrifice and fly off and save his family and realize that he's in the wrong. And he'll save the world. It'd be like, that would be quite cool.
That would be cool.
Man,
the girl's surname?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm just trying to find
I came from Central City. My father's in prison.
I was going to say, the action sequences, again, in this episode, amazing. This show, it's so movie good, quality. Isn't it? This is better than any other TV show for its production value and writing.
You said everything. I goosebumps on my when Lois said I've got to get up to the rooftop with the camera.
It was such
a good save though with the hammer,
because it was the same shot except in the daytime. That's why John Henry
did it so well with the hammer, like the 90 seconds reset before he could get it. Yeah. And she's up there, and then we saw.
And just seeing the Kryptonians like just heat vision in the bloody city.
Yeah,
obviously. That was worse than Man of Steel. Like, people complain about Man of Steel. I can't even. What's her first name in the show?
Bitch.
I think she's a character we haven't really cared to know her name before now.
No.
I don't think she's in it. She must be listed somewhere. Wouldn't be above Zeta Rho or anyone, would it, surely?
No, no. Tamara Daly? No, who's that?
Sean.
Who's that one? Tamara.
That's the on fire person.
Oh, okay. The Samuel Mayer AI device.
How do you know others? That's the little sister, I think.
Yeah, Sophie, yeah.
Yeah. And then there's two soldiers and a police officer. That's it.
What, you on a certain episode or the whole
thing? I'm on the last episode, the episode 14. Eradicator.
It's
weird.
She might be quite high up because she was quite Sarah, a dominant
John,
character.
John, Morgan, Gerald, Leslie. Chrissy? No, that's the
newspaper. That's the newspaper editor.
Sharon Powell.
No, it's... That's her, isn't it?
Who's Janet?
That's great. Let's see what she's like. Keep talking, I'm gonna go. I'm just curious the way they said that she was in prison and stuff. And that's the
mother.
Yeah.
Tegan. So her name was Tegan. Tegan explained she moved to Smallville from Central City when her dad went to prison 2 years ago. Tegan. Is there a flash connection? So the article I just read doesn't know the connection.
It doesn't have a surname at all.
No, it just says Tegan.
It's called Tegan.
But her character's Tegan, so we can look on the credits.
T-A-G-A-N? Malcolm Tegan.
Tegan Wickham. It's in the credits. So Wickham, W-I-C-K-H-E-M.
W-I-C-K-H-E-M.
Going to answer this question tonight.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. I'm just really curious.
Seth Wickham.
Seth Wickham.
Batman Wiki.
Seth Wickham.
Yes, we just found that.
Character DC created by...
A troubled teen. Well, that's not going to help us much.
Troubled teen who was in... No, that's...
No. Hmm. All right, interesting.
So there's a potential Flash connection there, then. So
yeah, definitely. So it's kind of...
So that was just a... Just a little cool little drop, name drop, right in the middle of a pivotal scene. It's just...
They might be sent out for next season.
Yeah. He doesn't have an alias, he's just known as Seth Wickham, right? So. Interesting.
Oh, which, man. Yeah, if the thing they're saying is a teenager, Wickham, this is in the... This show takes place later, you know, after so much stuff's already happened. So in theory, Seth's grown up and has a kid.
Yeah, but I mean, why would you mention Central City unless you were specifically name-dropping something to set it up later on?
Yeah.
You know,
well, maybe it's setting up some kind of crossover, potential crossover in the future.
Okay.
Loose crossover connection.
Isn't there a Green Lantern?
But I think it's also just setting up the fact season? That her dad is in some kind of prison, so he's in the...
Iron Heights.
He's in Iron Heights or he's somewhere like locked up. Her dad's a bad guy. It adds to the idea that she is still playing Jonathan.
Yeah.
You know, she's still a bad person, potentially.
Definitely. Mm. Oh, I can't believe there's only one episode left. There's like, what the hell?
Yeah, where are they?
That's a lot to wrap up in one episode. I mean, is Sam Lane going to die?
Will they wrap it up or are we going to end up with a big old cliffhanger?
Yeah. I mean, I hope that'd be, I think that'd be cooler, to be fair.
Yeah, but I mean, well, I think, didn't Sam run off to go and find her dad?
Sarah.
So, presumably he's going to come and rescue
General Lane,
which will then get him back in the good books in everyone's minds. It's like, oh, you're a firefighter, get the jaws of life, take the door off, and get him out.
Well, you're helping the DOD who everyone hates. It's like, crap.
No,
I think they might, because, like, Lois announced on the megaphone, you know, everyone get inside, you're in danger.
Mm.
And I think his next stop is going to be Smallville because he knows that they're probably going to be stronger. I think he's going to rally up because he knows he's been through it.
Mm-hmm.
So he can then help. And I think he's going to help save the town. And then that's when he'll become mayor.
That'll give him the push. Or he'll retain his chief of firefighters and Alana will go mayor.
She's the heart of Smallville, right?
She's the heart of Smallville.
I feel like those two, because they've gone through it,
they'll
rally together and they know a little bit more. But I want Sarah to find out Jordan has... Do you reckon, like... Because when Zod took over Cal, he said, I was free, I was able to use my powers, I'm scared of it.
Yeah.
That when Taro's father, I can't remember his name now,
Zoro?
When he finally comes out of Jordan, will he then have his full powers?
That's what I thought. When he was powering him up, I kind of figured that Jordan would have all his full...
That's what I figured, it's the catalyst to get him to have
full powers. I kind of wish that Jordan had done it as well. Yeah, I wish Jordan, see if they both get powers. I feel sorry for Jonathan.
And this is where, I think in the next episode, this is where the significance of Superman saying not to destroy the kryptonite weapons stash is going to come into play. So
but he's going to have to use that against his son.
That's
going to be difficult.
Yeah,
but the emotion that Lois showed when he landed.
Be Jonathan that does it.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Will we see?
No, he's doing it to save his brother.
Yeah.
Will Jonathan have been secretly building a small war suit on the site?
I don't think he's had time.
I feel like season two he will.
Superboy of Steel.
But that's the one thing as well. So him effectively, he's been asking Steel to try and teach him stuff, and Steel. Refused that they said like no, he's not going to do it, which hero's journey wise you've always had the refusal of the call before the exception of the call. I reckon that by the end of the next episode, or if it's not then, it'll be the very beginning of season two, Steel is going to agree to teach Jonathan stuff, and I think that's going to be a story arc that we're going to get there between Jonathan and Steel, and Jonathan will end up with his own Steel suit.
Yeah, I did kind of wonder if they're going to ever send Steel back to his home universe at any one point, and then it'll be Jonathan that takes on that mantle in this universe.
Yeah,
I could see John dying, and he takes up the honor and builds the suit, and he also puts the bug on his suit because he sort of.
Yeah,
right. I can see that, but that would also be the time. If there's ever going to be a point to put the S on the Steel suit, it's going to be Jonathan House of Steel suit.
Yeah, very true. But you still have the S with the bug somewhere. Just
you could, you could do both.
Yeah, because he was like, "What does this mean?" And I feel like they've done that for a reason. We as the audience know it.
Yeah.
So why does Jordan need to see it unless it's going to be used?
Jonathan. Yeah, that was really cool when she was here as well. When he was just like bug, and she's like, "Oh yeah, put on that. Oh yeah, that's awesome." He goes, "Awesome? Yeah. Is it really awesome?" He's like, "Oh yeah, no, that's not bad. Yeah. That's not awesome." Yeah. Sorry,
but yeah. But I was gonna say more about emotions when Carl Ark landed to tell Lois.
Oh yeah, he can't find him. Oh, man. When he flew up and was like trying to hear him, he was panicking because he's used to not being in control.
Yeah, so same crazy. With like that woman came into the hall and was like. You know what it's like to lose a child, and it zooms in on Lois' face,
and you can see the abortion.
She's trying to hold it back.
Miscarriage. She had evidence.
Yeah.
So that's probably going to come out in the next episode. What is this evidence?
Because Lois, it was talking about that miscarriage she had with Natalie, right? So that was.
Yeah, I feel like I said, I think Lana and Kyle will help save the town. They'll have another meeting in the hall. They'll try and explain it all, work better, and then I think Superman will turn up. And then the town will understand.
That's if I'm seriously leaning on it's cliffhanger at the end of the episode next week.
Yeah,
I honestly don't think they're going that direction. There's going to be something big is going to happen. Cliffhanger, whole year till season two.
Oh man, you think that's going to suck?
But yeah,
I think we're going to get some resolutions there'll be some closure. Some stories will get tied up. But not everything. There has to be a clear thing that, no, this story continues in season two. And season one was really just a setup for this bigger story arc, which will become more evident by the end of this finale.
Yeah, I mean,
because it will be a bit disappointing if they wrap up the Eradicator in one episode.
Yeah, I mean, I guess because I'm
frustrated. I don't think they'll wrap up the Eradicator in an episode, but I think that if we're able to get Zod out of Superman in one episode, we should be able to get Jordan back. In an episode.
Well, maybe they get rid of the Eradicator. His father's still around, and he's the bad guy for season two.
Jordan's the main bad guy for the whole of season two. Oh, man. That's dark.
Yeah, but that would be really interesting.
It would be.
It's like, it's the villain we've got to try and take down. He is the main bad guy, because it wasn't for him. His son wouldn't have been sent, the Eradicator wouldn't have been there.
Yeah.
that's the other potential save, is that... Jonathan, out of love for his brother, takes Zetaro out of Jordan into himself, and then he flies off. Mm. So
that would also be cool.
I still don't even know how. Well, I suppose unless if Sarah isn't the one that gets Jordan back, how the hell are they going to get Jordan back?
Yeah.
Well, that's where we're going to have to get the other crystal. We know that the crystal of... what's her face?
Maybe she's a... Well, no, but it's not Taro anymore. It's the Eradicator.
Mm.
But she did create the Eradicator. So she might know a weakness.
She should know something.
She might have put a failsafe in there.
And that does fall back upon that whole family thing again as well. Like, if there is any part of him still inside the Eradicator, then it's mum calling to him.
And they and they have hinted at that crystal, like, multiple episodes.
Yeah. And he wanted to talk to her.
But
his father wouldn't let
him. So he's on his ship, wherever that ship is.
Probably in his Fortress of Sand.
Or it's still in...
Fortress of Evil Tooth.
Or it's still in London somewhere. England. Don't know. That would make sense.
That was a great episode, though.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Probably there's only one left.
Yeah,
like, it's been annoying, it's been late, but it's been enjoyable that it's still going on.
It's next week.
It's next week. They haven't put a new break in yet, so it's just... Oh, right. Ooh. Got to wait a week now.
I know. So, guys, that was the episode 14 of Superman Lois, penultimate episode before the season finale next week. What did you think of the episode? What do you think is going to happen to Jordan now he's been taken over by Zeta Ro? And is there anything left of Tal Ro in the Eradicator? How are they going to fix this? Is it going to be done in one episode? Or is it going to go on to a season two? So many questions! I'd love to know your thoughts and theories behind it. If you want to see the full reaction to this episode as well as the rest of the season, please head over to our Patreon. Come sign up there. We have a full reaction tier for you to sign up on. And if you're watching this and you're not a subscriber, please subscribe to the channel. We want to try and get as many subscribers as possible. Try and make this channel as big as possible so we can quit our jobs, get Liam back over to the UK because it costs a lot of money.
To keep him there.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot of money, yeah. Unless you want him to be here full time, you need to give us some money, otherwise he's going to keep coming into the studio. But so yeah, please, we really appreciate the support. And also on social media, on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, links in the description below. And we also do podcasts. Anywhere you listen to podcasts, type in Legend Podcast and you'll find us there. And we'll see you for next week for the season finale of Superman and Lois.